Today she's Masecht Bechayrus Daf Mem Zayin, and we will begin in Daf Mem Zayin of an hour of the top line, Itma. Says the Gemara, Hayloi Bonan B'yoyitza Oiv Kechavim. If someone had sons, while he was still an Akum, in his Geyer, and now he becomes a Ger, Rav Yoichan Amar, Engloi B'chala Nachla. He has no, the children, this first son that will be born after he becomes a ger will not be considered a bechor as far as Hilchas Yerusha are concerned. He will be considered a bechor. The first son born after the gerus will have a din of bechorah for Yerusha. And the Gemara explains the machlokes. He's not considered a Bechor. The first son born is not considered a Bechor as far as Hilchus Yerusha. The Havle Resh Sinai. Because he already has children. He already has sons from before his Geirus. And therefore, these sons born after the Geirus cannot be considered a Bechor. The children that are born after are considered children. The children that were born before the Geirus are not considered children, because Rav Shimon Ben Lakish's opinion is, as we discussed in the previous year, Gershon is Gai Kekot and Shonai Ladami. So essentially, the Machlokes of Rav Yochanan and Rav Lakish is how far do we take the concept of Gershon is Gai Kekot and Shonai Ladami. With Rav Lakish taking it very extensively, and Rav Lakish therefore saying that this child has the children that were born from before are not considered halachically as children, and any are not considered as children halachically, and Rishlok and Rav Yochanan saying that they are considered as children, as the Mefarshim explain. This discussion is only as far as Bechor for Yerusha is concerned. When we speak about Bechor for Pinyan Aben, there is no machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that the children, that if the woman had children before she became a Geyrus, and then she has a Bechor after she becomes a Geyrus, that son born afterwards would not be considered a Bechor. Because the way most Mepharshim explain, and as we'll see in our Shir Mitzvashem again later, that when it comes to Pinyan Aben, we look at Peter Rechem. Was he or was he not the first child that exited the mother's womb? And clearly, even if the first child was not Jewish, that doesn't change the reality that the child born after the conversion is not the first child to have come out of the womb. And since he's not the first child to come out of the womb, he cannot be considered a Peter Rechem. That's the simple pshat. There is an interesting opinion of the Raven, who says that the concept of the Gershon's Gai Kekot Shnei Ladami is only said by men and not by women. Very interesting concept that most Mepharshim don't follow. When we speak about this concept of Gershon's Gai Kekot Shnei Ladami, the Mepharshim try to identify what is the source for this halacha. And I actually saw three different opinions. One opinion is we go back to Avram Avinu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha, to leave his father's home, and Avram Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what about Kibbutz Aveim? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you have no longer an obligation for Kibbutz Aveim, because you're a ger, and a ger shen is geir, kikot neshenoy ledomu. Another source that I saw, very interesting, Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says that we know that during the Shlosh Shimei Bola, the 3 days prior to our receiving the Torah, all of Klai Yisrael would be separated from their wives. And after Kabbalah's Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael, Shuvu Lahem Lo Aleichem, you could go back to your wives. Now he makes the following point. Let's think about it. Until Kabbalah Satayrah, all the halachas that we know that the Torah speaks about, whom one may marry, whom one may not marry did not apply. So technically, not just technically, but practically, it was very possible that before Kabbalah's Torah, a brother and a sister were married. There's absolutely no problem. Now, Kabbalah's Torah comes and says that you're not allowed to marry a sister. Yet the Torah says, Shuvalahakem lalechem. Everybody can go back to their wives who were their wives previously, even though maybe they are now prohibited to be married, their brother or sister. How could Moshe Rabbeinu made a blanket statement, Shuvalachem lalechem? It must be, because Gershon is guy who cut the Shnoyla dummy. So halachically, they're not considered brother or sister, and therefore they can remain married. A third source that I saw, how we know Gershon is guy who cut the Shnoyla dummy, is we know the Torah says that if one falsely denies that he owes somebody else money, and then he confesses, he has to give back what he said, and he also has to sometimes pay a fifth, he has to bring a sham gzeilus. But the Torah says, v'im ein l'ish goyel, if a person has no relatives, so then the Torah says what should be done is that money should be given to the Kohanim. And the Gemara Masechet Bava Kamma asks, how is it possible for somebody not to have relatives? Every Jew has a relative, a closer relative, a further relative, but every Jew has a relative. So the Gemara says, it's referring to Gezel HaGer, where a Ger, Shinez Gai, Kekotin Shinoel Adami, and therefore all the relatives that he has from before are halachically not considered relatives. So here too we see the concept of Ger, Shinez Gai, Kekotin Shinoel Adami. And actually, as the Mefarshim point out, this Machloikis that we have in our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, how far to take Gershon's Gai Kekotin Shnoi L'Dami, that Rish Lakish takes it much further than Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps is connected to this question of what is the source for Gershon's Gai Kekotin Shnoi L'Dami. If we learned it, like the Mesh Chachma, that brothers and sisters could remain married, or the example that we gave from Gezel Ager, that he has absolutely no relatives, that's perhaps Rish Lakish's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan perhaps is going to agree that we learn it from Avram and Terach. And by Avram and Terach, although the Torah, we did clearly learn that there was no chi of a kibbut of a aim, that doesn't mean that the relationship was completely cut off, and that may be the opinion of Rav Yochanan. And actually, this question may be also relevant to another interesting question that I saw the Paiskim discuss. We all know that the halacha, the Gemara says it many times, is that although every Jewish child is certainly obligated to have a bris milah, the halacha is that if a esu echov machmas milah, that if one's children passed away, one has two children that already died during the milah, we don't do milah on the next brother. It's a sakana. And the question that the Paiskim discuss is what happens if there was a non-Jewish person who made a milah on two of his children, the not Jewish, and now he has another child. And then he's Megayer, and the next child he has is a full-fledged Jew born after the Geirus. Will this be a situation, discussed the Paiskim, of Mesu Echov Machmas Milah, and therefore there will not be a Chiya Bris Milah? In other words, the question really is, how far do we take the concept of Gershon's Gai Kekotin Shnoi L'Dami? Do we say that Gershon's Gai Kekotin Shnoi L'Dami means that this new child born has absolutely no connection to his older siblings who are not Jewish, and therefore, even though they passed away during Mila, that doesn't mean anything towards him? That, in fact, is the opinion of the Rashi's Bikurim. Or, especially since we're dealing with an issue of Sakana, one can make the argument that we don't say that we will not allow a bris milah to take place here, because they are certainly biologically brothers. And in fact, the Bnei Yisachar and the Chelkas Yaakov seem to say that this child should not have a bris milah. Similar interesting question, and I emphasize that what I am about to discuss is only la halacha, not la maisa. If somebody has such a question, he should discuss it with a rav. But the issue is, let's say there's an entire family that was megayer together, and we know that there is no problem of yichud between a mother and a son. And the question that comes up is, if you have a mother and a son that were megayer together, how far, again, do we take the concept of gerush megayer for katan shenoy l'dami? And if we take it, as we're suggesting, to this full, to being complete, a complete halakha concept, then the halakha would be that this mother and son, this gerush and her son, are halakhically totally unrelated, and the heter to have yichud with a son would not apply here because gerushin is going to accomplish no dummy, which that seems to be the opinion of many paiskim. There is an interesting tshuva that I quote in my sefer on Hilchos Yichud from the Tzitz Eliezer. He says a very interesting point. Again, he just mentions it as a svara. He says that the reason that there is no issue of yichud between a mother and a son is because there is no yetzahara between a mother and a son. He says that is a, so to speak, a physical fact. And the reality is that even if we're saying gershon is guy kodesh and aladami, certainly this is the mother and this is the son, and there is no yetzahara between a mother and a son, and therefore perhaps even though we're saying the concept of gershon is guy kodesh and aladami, there would be no problem of yichud under such circumstances. Says the Gemara, and this machlokes of how far to apply the concept of gerushin as gai kekotin shenoy l'dami is actually a machlokes that we've had previously between Rabbi Yosef and Shlokish. V'azmo tamayu, ditma, hoyeloi bonin b'yoso et k'chavim in this gair, if one had already children when he was an akum and he became a ger, Rabbi Yosef and Amakayim piruvia, now that he became a ger with those children that he had before, the Mekayim Mitzvah Peri Rivia, Rav Shimon Lachash Amar Lachim, he has not been Mekayim. Rav Yochanan Kiyim, Lesar Baro, Leshevis Yitzara. And the purpose of having children is to populate the world. And he has populated the world with the children that he had from before. Rav Lachash Amar Lachim Peri Rivia, because again, Rav Lachash holds, Gershon is Gak Kotnish Nelodom. So Mechas Chinuch points out that even Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the children that he had from when he was an Akum, would then have been considered that he was Mekayim Mitzvahs Peri Rivia, says in the Mechas Chinuch, there's only children that he had from a non-Jewish wife. But the children that he had from a Jewish wife, certainly, and he is an Akum, with those children, everybody would agree, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, that he wasn't the Kayan Mitzvahs Peri Rivia. Furthermore, interesting machloikis Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam holds that even though Rabbi Yochanan is saying that with the children that he had from before his Mekayim Mitzvahs Peri Rivia, says the Rambam, that's only if those children were Megayim. But if those children were not Megayim, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Peri Rivia with children who aren't Jewish. Tosfos seems to disagree. And Tosfos says that you Mekayim Mitzvah Peri Rivia even with the non-Jew, even if those children that he had when he was an Akum weren't Megayim. But the Tori Evan asks, obviously, a fundamental question. A person who's an Akum is obviously not Mechoyi B'Mitzvahs. So if he's not Mechoyi B'Mitzvahs, how could one be Mekayim a mitzvah when he's not Mechoyi B'Mitzvahs? And as long as he was an Akum, he wasn't Mechoyi B'Mitzvahs. He compares it to a situation Let's say we have an individual who's a shaita, an individual who's not sane, and it's paced by night, and we have an obligation to eat matzah. And this person eats matzah when he's a shaita, he certainly is not mekayim the mitzvah. And if that night he, Baruch Hashem, gets better, and he is cholim, and he's able to fulfill the mitzvahs properly, he would have to eat the matzah again. So why, asked the Tur Yevin, is this any different? This person who is a akum, how could he be mekayim mitzvahs while he was an akum? Says the Tur Yevin that the mitzvah of Pirei Rivia is very different than every other mitzvah. Every other mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah, and you have to be mechuyiv in the mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, the example that we just gave, if someone is a shaita, you can't be mekayim a mitzvah while you're a shaita. The mitzvah Pirei Rivia, however, he says, is different. The mitzvah Pirei Rivia is, the Torah wants that there should be, that every person should have children. And the mitzvah is therefore fulfilled by having children. The fact that you had the children when you were or weren't mechuyiv in the mitzvah doesn't take away the reality that you had those children. And therefore, you're mekayim the mitzvah even though you did the mitzvah when you were akum. And the Miches Chinuch actually brings a very nice raya to the, brings a very nice raya to that point. Because the Miches Chinuch says, let's say, Rechmon Otzlan, somebody indeed, we know, we paskin, that from the Kayim Mitzvah Pirei Rivia, you have to have a boy and a girl. And somebody indeed, Baruch Hashem, had a boy and a girl. And then, one of those children, unfortunately, passed away. So he's not, he loses the mitzvah. He, in fact, that's perhaps the reason why one is supposed to have more children than just the minimum boy and girl. Because what happens if Rechmon Otzlan, one passes away? What do we see from here? That the mitzvah of Pirei Rivia, unlike other mitzvahs, is a very result-oriented type of mitzvah. And therefore, here too, by this Akum, as long as he had children, the fact that he had them while he was still an Akum doesn't mean he wasn't the kind of mitzvah. So ask the Gemara. We've essentially had the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish twice, which is the same point. How far do we apply the concept of Gershon's Gaika Kotin Shinala Dami? And therefore, ask the Gemara, why do we have to have the same Machlokes twice? Betzricha. The Itma Kamaisa, if we only had the Machlokes regarding Yerusha, but how come Reish Lakish? This is where Reish Lakish says that the child born after the Geirus is the child for you, as that's a Bechor. Shun V'yoysa Ev Kechavim, Lavnei Nachlan Anu. As long as it was an Achkum, there was no Din Yerusha. Rishonim explain, either because all of the Dine Yerusha only apply to Yisrael, don't apply to Akum, or other Mepharshim explain, as we learned in the previous shiur, Zirmas Susam Zirmasam. So there's really no connection in between the Akum and his children. And therefore there's no, the Yerusha only begins after he was Megayu. Abba Baha, regarding the issue of Puravu, Amen my delay Rabbi Yochanan, there I'll agree with Rabbi Yochanan's concept. The purpose of Puravu is to populate the world. And he had children, he populated the world. If we only had the machlokes by Puravu, I would say, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that takes this approach. When it comes to Yerusha, to Hilchus, Yerusha, Amen Maidalei, Reish Lakish, that we say, Gershon, this guy, and the children, and the first child born after the Geirus will be considered a Bechor Lenachla. Tzricha, that's why we have to have the same Machlokes mentioned twice. Ask the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, Mishlo Ha'yolei Bonim, if somebody did not have children previously, V'nos Ishish Kvar Yolda, and he marries a woman that already had children, Oyde Shifcha V'nishtachra, a woman who had children while she was a Shifcha Kananis and then got freed. She had children while she was on a Vedas Kachavim, Vinas Gaira. And now she became a Gioris, or Mishabasa, Lisa Yoda, and after she marries a Jew, she has a child, Veloda, Bechor Lenachla. That child that will be born now will be considered a Bechor as far as Hilchos Yerusha is concerned, then a Bechor Lekonim. He's not considered a Bechor as far as Pidyon Ben is concerned. because he's not a Peterechem. Ask the Gemara, Yaldunan, who did this woman have children from that were that the Mishnah is discussing? If we're referring to a situation where the father is a man who never had children previously, so if that's the case, why does the Mishnah have to speak about my area Geryaris v'Shivcha? I feel about Yisrael Nami. If there's a Jewish woman who had children previously and now marries a man who never had children and has a son, that son will be considered a Bechar as far as Hilchos Yerusha is concerned, even though he's not considered a Bechar as far as Pidyon HaBen is concerned. Elav, what is our Mishnah referring to? Migeresh Ayu Lebanon V'Nizgayir. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where they had that two Gerim, two people were married as non-Jews, they were Megayir, and the Mishnah is teaching us that the child born after the Geiris, after the Geiris, will be considered a Bechor L'Nachla. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he had children from before, this child that's born now will not be considered a Bechor L'Nachla. And as the Mefarshim point out, the Gemara is speaking that they were both Megayir, but the halacha would really be the same even if the mother was Megayir and the father wasn't. We just want to speak about a case that they were both Megayir. Loi, in the Mishnah speaking about a case, Yisrael Shalach HaYolei, that this man is a Jew who never had children before. Aye, we ask, so that's obvious that the child born from this marriage, the Bechor born from this marriage, will be a Bechor Yerusha. Answers the Gemara, there is a Chiddush in the case. Because the Chiddush is, where the Chiddush is that if she had, that the child is not considered a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen. That means, if a Avodas Kechavim had, if a woman was non-Jewish and had children, and then was Megayir, married a man who never had children, teaches us the Mishnah that child is not a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, as we explained, because he's not a Peterechem. And the Mishnah is teaching us, because we don't follow the opinion, Lafukim Rabbi Yosef Glili, Bama, because Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion is Bechor L'Nachla Koyin, that child not only is a Bechor for Yerusha, but he's even a Bechor as far as Pidyon HaBen is concerned. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef's opinion is Shnemar Peterechem B'Yisrael, Achi Yiftu Rechem B'Yisrael, that only the first child born, the womb that was opened with a Jewish child. The fact that her womb was open previously, but that was while she was not a Jew, and therefore that's not counted, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, and therefore this child would be considered a full-fledged Bechor, not only for Yerusha, but even for Pidyon HaBen. Our Mishnah comes to teach us the light that we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Because, as the Marit Al-Ghazi explained, not that the Chachamim could disregard the Pasuk of Peterechem B'Yisrael, but they have a different way of understanding the Pasuk. They say that the Pasuk is teaching us that two conditions must be met in order for there to be a Chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen. One is that it be a Peterechem, that it be physically the first child that exits the womb of the mother, and it also has to be B'Yisrael, that it's a Jewish woman. And therefore, in this case, although it's B'Yisrael, it's not a Peterechem. It's not physically the first child. And because it's not physically the first child to have left the womb of its mother, we cannot call it a Bechor as far as Hilchos Pidyon HaBen are concerned. Ask the Gemara, Toshma, it says in a Braisa, if somebody had children when he was an Akum v'Nizgayir, says the Brice explicitly, Yeshle Bechal L'Nachla, contradicted to Rabbi Yochanan, and says that child that will be born will not be a Bechor for Yerusha. Answers the Gemara, Om Ravina v'Yitem Rav Acha, Havadir Rav Yosef Glili. This Brice is following the opinion of Yosef Glili. Doma, Peterechem B'Yisrael, Ach Yiftu Rechem Yisrael, that according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, they would just explain, such a child would be a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, because it's the first child that emerged as when she was Jewish. And then Rabbi Yosef Glili takes it a step further, Yalf Iu Minodido, And then he says, if he's considered a Bechor for Pinyon HaBen, he is also considered a Bechor for Yerusha. But that's Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yochanan follows the opinion of the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon would not agree with this price. Continues the Gemara. Amar Adabar Hava. The Levi is Shiyoda. If there's a woman who's the daughter of a Levi, and she has a baby boy, a Bechor, he still doesn't have the din of Benar Patim Chamisuan. And as we learned on Daf Dalet, there certainly is no Chiv of Pinyan HaBen by a Kohen and a Levi. Because the Gemara taught us on Daf Dalet that since in the generation in the Midbar, what happened? How were the Bechorim redeemed? We learned that they put the counted Levium corresponding to Bechorim, and we learned the Gemara that the numbers didn't exactly match. But the halacha is that the child, that the Levium were the ones that freed the Yisraelim from being Bechorim. So certainly, says our Gemara, so certainly says the Gemara Daf Dalet, a Levi and Kohen are part of the Pinyan HaBen. But now our Gemara takes this a step further, that if the mother is a Levi, or the daughter of a Levi, her child will not be Bechayiv and will not have the Dira Pinyan HaBen. Ask the Gemara, who is Rav Adabar Havid talking about? The Avimiman, who is the father? Elaim the Avimi Kohen v'Levi, that the father is a Kohen or a Levi. So ask the Gemara, my year a Levi, why must the mother be a Levi? Afil Yisraelis Nami. Even if the mother is a Yisraelis, if the father is a Kohen or Levi, as we just explained, there's no Chiv of Pinyan HaBen. Ela, the Avim Yisrael. The father is Yisrael. But ask the Gemara, don't we know it says all over in the Torah, L'mishpachoysam l'beis avoysam ksiv, that when it comes to Yichus, we follow the father, and if the father is a Yisrael, it shouldn't make a difference that the mother is a Leviya. Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa, the Avimav Kachav. It's referring to the situation that the father is an Akum. The light tema, I'll leave the man to Omer Emezanus of Vlad, and we're going to explain the Gemara like Rashi explains. Certainly, according to the man to Omer, that if the father is an Akum, and the mother is a Yisraelis, it doesn't have any effect on the Yichus of the child. Ela filamandam mezaminus avlad, and the child is considered a mamzer because his father is an akum. A mamzer he may be considered, but still, his mother is a levi. Levi pasul mikri, he's considered a disqualified levi, and the halacha is that he won't have a chi of opinion of it. And as Rav Chaim Brisker explains, there are two separate rules. He says there's a rule that the Torah says lemishpachosam. To be considered part of Shevet Levi, you have to have a father who's a Levi. And certainly this individual, whose father is an Akum, is not in the category of a Mishpachosam Lebeis Avoysam. But, says Reb Chaim Brisker, in continuing to explain this Gemara, every person in Klal Yisrael has to fall into a certain category, Kohen, Levi Yisrael. So a person who has a Jewish father is identified by the yichus of his father. If he doesn't have a Jewish father, and we have to place him somewhere, so the way we determine where to place him is by determining who is his mother. And if his mother comes from Shevet Levi, he is to be considered a Levi. Not, say to Mefarshim, full-fledged. Certainly, the halacha will be that he wouldn't get an aliyah as a Levi. But what we're saying is that he is that much of a, he is considered that much of a Levi that he shouldn't have a chiyuv of Pinyan HaBen. Madreja of Yosef Amishmei de Rava, he has a whole different way of explaining. Loilam Devim Yisrael. The father is indeed a Yisrael. And the mother is a Leviyah. And still, there is no chiyuv opinion of Ben on this child. Vashani Hassam, Dama Kra, the Pasuk says Peter Rechem, the Peter Rechem Talarach Mana. We have to look at the Rechem from which this child emerged. And this child emerged from the Rechem of a Leviya, and therefore he's not chayiv opinion of Ben. Interesting Meshech Chachma, and this is the Halacha, but it is interesting Meshech Chachma But the Mesher Chachma says that this was only in the first generation that they came at, that in the first generation, in the Midbar, everybody will agree that we looked at somebody who was a pure Levi, and just because the mother was a Leviya, there was no tour for Pinyan Ben. Because there, as I said earlier, it was dependent on who was able to be Paida Bechor, and just because your mother was from Levi, that wasn't enough to be Paida you from your Bechora. And therefore there, everybody will agree that just because you have your mother a Leviya, you would not be Mechoyev, you would still be Mechoyev in Pinyan Ben. Interesting, Mashi Chachma. Continues the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Misha Yilai Banam V'Nas Ish Shlayolda. If a person had children previously and he married a woman who never had children, or Nizgayer Muberis, if a Giyaris was Nizgayer while she was pregnant with her first child, Nishtak Muberis, or a Shifcha was freed while she's pregnant with her first child, Yolda, free Kohenis, or a woman had a child in the same house as the child of as a Kohenis, and is not sure who is the Bechor, he the Leviya, or a woman had a child in the same home as a Leviya, and again, we don't know who is the Bechor, who the Isha Shekvar Yolda, or she had a child in the same home as somebody who had a child before, the king Lishalai Shasa Akabala, Shloshi Chadashir, the Nasus Vyaldo, a woman didn't wait 3 months before the termination of her first marriage. And when you do it, therefore we don't know if the child born now is Ben Tishlarishan, is from the first husband, or Ben Shevel Akron, all of these people, all these situations, Bechala Kayan, Vain Bechala Nakla. So the Mishnah is speaking about a case where there was a mix-up between the child of a Kohenis or a Leviya and the other child, even to teach us that you don't have that now we don't know if there's a Chiv opinion of Ben. Mechlal, isn't our Mishnah teaching us the Kohenis Leviya Petur? Our Mishnah is obviously teaching us that the child born from the Kohenis Leviya are not Chai opinion of Ben. The other child is Chayiv, we just don't know who is who. Now ask the Gemara, leave him a man. If, what's the case of our Mishnah? Elam the Evan, the Kohen of Levi, that the father is a Kohen of Levi. So why did the Mishnah have to speak about a Kohenis or Leviya? A Philobas Yisrael Nami. Ella, what must, our Mishnah must be speaking about, the Evan, Me'evik Echavim, that the father is an Akam. But if that's the case, ask the Gemara, why, if a Kohenis is married to an Akum, is she potter from the mitzvah of Pinyan Ben? Vomer Rapapa, Rapapa taught us, Badatlon Rava. Rava tested us with the following question. Kohenis is Avram Oedik Chavimahu. If Kohenis has a child from an Akum, what is the status of that child? Is he Chayiv in Pinyan Ben? Vaminalei, and I said to him, Lav Hanid Rav Adi Bar Havid Amar, Leviya Shiyolda, if the mother is a Leviya, but no Potter, but that comes line. So here too should be Potter, family, and he responded to me, no, you can't compare it. Hachi Hashta, Hasam, Bishlam Leviya, B'kudushasa Kaima, if a Leviya marries an Akum, the halacha is that her status hasn't been diminished. The Tanya, Leviya Shinishbis, or Shnivla Bilaznus, Leviya was captured by Akum, or she had a halakhically illegal act of relation, Nosle Maisa Menachos. She's still entitled to get Maisa Rishon. Her status of a Leviya has not been diminished. Elvakanis, Kiva the Ivel Lay, since she had relationship with Akum, which a Kohanis may not have, Havazar. So we can't be speaking about a case that she was married to an Akum. Because if the Kohenis was married to an Akum, the child born from this marriage indeed would be chayiv in pinyan haben, because she loses her status as a kohenis. Unlike by Levia, who's married to an akum, that child is potter from pinyan haben, because she doesn't lose her status of Levia, even though she was married to an akum. And the Mefarshim explain, why are we stricter by an akum, by a kohenis, than by Levia? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat that the Meshachachma, two pshatim. One pshat the Meshachachma says, the greater the Kedusha, the greater the law, the fall of the Kedusha. A Kehenis is a higher level Kedusha than a Leviya, and therefore when that Kedusha, which is such a high level, sensitive Kedusha, is profaned, it's completely broken, whereas Leviya starts off with a lower level Kedusha. So even if that Kedusha is profaned, it doesn't disappear. Or, says the Meshech Chachma, another pshat. He says, there's a fundamental difference, he says, between how we understand the Kedusha of a Leviya and how we understand the Kedusha of a Kehenis. The Kedusha of a Leviya is not an intrinsic Kedusha. The Kedusha of a Kehenis is an intrinsic Kedusha. And therefore, since this is an intrinsic, inherent Kedusha, it could be violated. The Kedusha of a Leviya is only like a Tashmish Kedusha that doesn't lose its Kedusha because it was violated. Furthermore, says Reb Chaim Brisker, there's a question, this is why we always describe this question, are we to view Kohanim? Are we to view Kohanim as a Levi plus, or I would say as a super Levi perhaps, or are Kohanim considered a different category altogether? From our Gemara, we clearly see that Kohanim are considered a totally separate category than Leviim. Because if we were to suggest that a Kohen is a Levi plus a super Levi, so whatever Halacha applies to the Levi ought to apply to the Kohen. Yet our Gemara is clearly distinguishing between the Kohen and the Levi, and saying that the Kohanis that married the Akum, her child would have a Chiyuv Pinyan HaBen, and the Leviim with the Akum would not. It must be that Leviim and Kohanim are considered two totally different categories. So what is the case? It must be, it can't be that the Kohanis was married to an Akum. It must, Hanichal Amabrei, Rav Yosef Mishmed, Rav Domedi, Avim Yisrael, according to the Mandom that says that if a Kohanis or a Leviya married a Yisrael, there is no Chi Pinyan HaBen. So we can explain that the Mishnah is referring to a case, Mukal Abedi Avim Yisrael. And even though the father is a Yisrael, but the mother's a Kohanis, there's no Chi Pinyan HaBen, and this child got mixed up with the other child, El Rapapa, that who says that the father's a Yisrael, even though the mother's a Kohanis or Leviya, there is no Chiyiv opinion, there's still a Chiyiv opinion of Ben, but my Mukim law, how will we understand our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Lailam the Ever Mikhail. The Mishnah is referring to a situation where the father was a Kohen, Vibas Yisrael, and she's a Yisraelis, and that's why this child is part of the opinion of Ben, because his father is a Kohen, but my Karla Kohenis, and why is he called, why is she called a Kohenis? She's not a Kohenis, her husband's a Kohen, because the B'nai Kohen. Her son is a Kohen, and since her son is a Kohen, she is called a Kohenis. Itmar, says the Gemara, Kohen Shemes, you have a Kohen that passed away. And this Kohen was a Kohen that married a woman whom he wasn't supposed to marry. And therefore his child is a Cholol. Rav Chisda Amar, Haben Chayv Le'ach, since he's a Cholol, he's considered Yisrael. And since he's Yisrael, he has a Chiyuv opinion of Ben. Haben chayiv liftus atzmoi. Rabbi Rav Huna Amar ein chayiv liftus atzmoi. He has no obligation to be part of himself because his father was a kohen. A very interesting shaila in the Paiskim. How does one whose father was a kohen, but he, as we're learning in our Gemara, is a cholol, sign his name? Does he sign his name Pliny ben Pliny hakohen? That would be perhaps misleading, because it would seem to indicate that he's a Kohen, but as we're learning, he's not considered a Kohen. So some Paiskim suggest that he shouldn't sign Pliny ben Pliny a Kohen, even though his father's a Kohen. Others say that a Kohen who's the son of a Kohen should sign Pliny HaKohen ben Pliny HaKohen, and a Cholol should sign his name Pliny ben Pliny HaKohen. And others say that a real Kohen who's the son of a Kohen should sign his name Pliny HaKohen ben Pliny, and this person, to differentiate, should sign Pliny ben Pliny HaKohen. But back to Algamar. The child is a Cholol, and he has a Chiyur opinion on Ben, and the question is, does he have to be paid himself or not? Says the Gemara, wherever the father died after the son was already 30 days old, everybody agrees, it doesn't have an independent chiv to be paid himself. What would have been if the father were alive? If the father were alive, the father would keep the pinyan ben money for himself because he's a kohen. So once the child is 30 days old and the father was still alive, that's what would have happened. Now we have a very interesting machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Do we have to go through the motion of being mafresh the money, or do we not even have to go through the motions of being mafresh the money? Rashi says we have to be mafresh the money. Tosfos says you don't have to be mafresh the money. And the way the Marit Al-Ghazi explains the machlokes, because Rashi learns that there are two mitzvahs in the pinyan ben. The afrosha is one, and the nesin is the other. Tosfos, on the other hand, learns that afrosha is only a way to get to the money, but there is no mitzvah of afrosha. Furthermore, I saw from Herschel Shachter Shlita that he says from here we see that even though the halacha is that if one's father was not paid to him, so he has an obligation to be paid himself, that obligation clearly emanates from the chiv of the father. And therefore, in our case, where the father would have been able to keep the money for himself, as we're explaining, therefore, there is no chiv on the son. Kipligi, the entire machloikis, says the Gemara, is heich the meis abba toch shloshinroin, where the father died before the child was 30 days old. Rav Chizba, my ben chayv, left this atzmoy, the lezocha abba begunen. He never came to 30 days, so the father never, so to speak, got the money, because the chiv in a ben only begins at 30 days. Rabbi Rafuna, my ein chayv, left this because the son says, the chiv opinion of Ben emanates from my father, and my father was a kohen, and since my father was a kohen, had he been alive, there would be no money exchanged because he was a kohen. The same applies even though he's not here. Ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Nisgayer Muberes, if a woman was Misgayer while she was in Muberes, and then she has, and the father was obviously Goy, the Chol Kohen. To the child is considered a pinyan ben, and they have to give the money to a Kohen. Ask the Gemara, Famai, but why can't this child say, who's my father? My father's an Akum. Lemele, Asim, Mekoyach Gavra, the Lemutz, Lashtuim, Bedin, Badei. An Akum has no Chi, pinyan ben on his children. Answers the Gemara, you can't compare a father who's a Kohen and as a child who's a cholo to a father who's an akum. Shani abdik chavim b'les lechayis. There is no halachic connection between a father and a child, as we explained before. Zirmasusam zirmasam. Gershon's got kotish noyodam. Amrav shimon yasina. Amrav shimon lokish. Kain shemes betoch shloshim. The halach is if you have a kain that died before the child was 30 days old. V'niach ben cholo and the child is a cholo. Now, Loch is a ben chayv was the sasman. He has an independent chiv to be paid himself. The father never had a chance to get this money because he died before the chiv came. He died before the child was 30 days old. But clearly, if he died after 30 days, there ain't a ben chayv with the sasman. The father was the one that would have it given, done the pinyan ben, and would have kept it for himself because he was a kohen. We learned further in the Mishnah. The kain. The case that we discussed before, but not sure who is the father. Who is the father? So the Mishnah Paskin, that the son is a Bechor, because no matter what, he's a Bechor, but he's not a Bechor for Yerusha, because he doesn't know who his father is. Says the Gemara, Bechara Nakhlu do I have it? Is there only issue of Bechara as far as Yerusha is concerned? Hakapasha Chakl? Does it mean that he can get the shear as a non-Bechar? How can he get any shear? Lezel Gaba Hevelitche. If he goes to the Yarshim of the first husband, they say you're the child of the second husband. The Gaba Hevelitche, and the children of the second husband say you're the child of the first husband. Hamaitz Mechavera, all of Araya. And since you can't definitively prove who is your father, you're not entitled to Yerusha at all. Answered the Gemara, absolutely. Amr of Yerusha, this child will not get Yerusha either. Anitzcha El Ba'achros. Mishnah speaking about the second child that comes after him. Bachar Kama. Bachar L'Kayim. The first one, who we don't know his father, is a Bachar L'Kayim. Ve'ena But the next child will not be a son of Yerusha, because since he may have an older brother, even though we don't know who the father is, so since, again, that's why they could tell him, you have an older brother, and you're not a Bechor. His older brothers could say to him. But ask the Gemara, why can't the first child, who we don't know who his father is, and the next child write a hashah, write a hashah one to the other, and therefore be able to sue for a share in the bechayra. In other words, the Mishnah, what should happen here is that they could together claim the bechayra share, because what happens? Let's say we're talking about the son of the second husband, the second son. So he says as follows. He'll write this hashah, he'll write a document that gives each one of them the power of attorney, and then they come to the other brother and say as follows. If the first one is the Bechor, because he's the son of the second husband, so he deserves the Bechor. If he's the son of the first husband, then the second son is a Bechor, and he deserves the Bechor portion. So why can't they come up with this solution? V'chi teima, and if you'll try to argue that Masnisa Shalai Bashar, our Mishnah is referring to a situation where Hashars aren't written. Come on, we're going to explain a Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis where Hashar is the way the Mishnah says to go. So we see that our Mishnais do consider Hashar a legitimate method. Answers the Gemara, the Sileh Rav Yanai. Our Mishnah proves the opinion of Rav Yanai. Don Rav Yanai, Hukur Ubsoifnis Arvu. Only when we were able to identify that the child was a Bechor, and then we don't know who he is, there was a mix-up. That's when Kaisman Hashar Zul was there. Loi Hukru. But in the case here, where we never knew was he a Bechor or not, there Hashar won't be legitimate. Two interesting Machloikas Rishonim. One Machloikas Rishonim is this din of Hukru of a Sifness Arvu that Hashar is not acceptable on all halacha regarding Hilchas Bechor alone? Or is it a halacha even for the sheer as a non Bechor? That Hashar is not effective if it was never Hukru, that we never knew who he was a son of. That's one question I saw the Paiskim Rishonim discuss. Another interesting question is that we're saying in order for Hashar to be effective, it had to be Hukru. When did it have to be Hukru? Did it have to be Hukru after the death of the father, where the Hilchas Yerusha apply? But if it was Hukru only during the life of the father, and the mix-up comes after the death of the father, that is not considered a situation of Hukru L'Besoifnes Arvu. Or, as long as it was Hukru at one point, even though that Hukru was during the lifetime of the father, and by after the death of the father, there was never a time of Hukru, it still would be considered a situation of Hukru L'Besoifnes Arvu. Says the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah goes on to discuss. Eizah B'chol Nachu Kayim. Who is considered a full-fledged Bechor both for Yerusha and for Binyan HaBen? HaMepelah Shvir Malamayim. If there was a miscarriage of an embryo full of water, Maladam, full of blood, Malagninim, or different multicolored matter. Hamapalas command dogim v'chagovim, fish, grasshoppers, shkots, and ramoshim, where the Torah doesn't use the word yitzira. Or hamatzelas, hamapalas l'yoyim arboyim, she miscarried on the 40th day or before. Haba achrayim, the child born after that, is considered a full-fledged b'chol and not l'kayim. Yoytzi doifim, if the firstborn son was born by cesarean section, Baba Achrav, and then the next son, Shneim Ein Bechar, both of them are not Bechar, says the Mishnah, loyal and not for loyalty, not as far as Yerusha, not as far as Pidyon Abed. If Shimon Aymer, Harishon Lanachla, the first one born with Caesarean is considered a Bechar as far as Hichas Yerusha, the Sheni, the second son, who the first naturally born son, will be a Bechar, Bechar Mislan for Pidyon Abed. The Mishnah explains why a child born by cesarean and the next one born naturally, neither is considered a Bechar for anything. Rishon l'nachloi, the first child is not considered a Bechar as far as Hilchos Yerusha is concerned, the Yol d'loi binin. The Torah says in order for there to be a din of Bechar l'Yerusha, there had to be a regular leidah, not a cesarean. L'chor mishloim namiloi, peterechem na binin. And he, since he was born with a cesarean, is not a petarechem. Shein l'nachloloi, the second one is not considered a bechor for Hilchos Yerusha, because Reishis Oina b'Inan, and he's not Reishis Oinoi, because the older brother is the Reishis Oinoi. L'chom Yisloim namaloi, Sover, because the opinion of the Tanakhama is, bechor l'dava echad loy have a bechor. That since, to be considered a bechor, he has to be the one who's petarechem, who he indeed is, but he also has to be his mother's first son, whom he isn't, and therefore he's not considered a bechor for Pinyin Abed. Rav Shimon, we learned, disagrees. Harishu l'nachum eshchom eshen l'chom eshloim. Rav Shimon l'tamei, Dama Teled, that when the Torah says the word Teled regarding Leda, they were talking about the din that we spoke yesterday of Tumat Tahara, l'rabba shayitzadoifim. So just like regarding the dinim of Tum of Tahara by the birth of a boy or a girl, even if the Caesarean that then applies, so too it will apply as far as Yerusha. The same Ilcham Slime, the second son is considered the Bechor as far as Pidyon Abed, because he holds Sov Bechor Dover Echad. As soon as he's the Petarechem, that's enough for him to be considered the Bechor to be Chayiv in the Mitzvah of Pidyon Abed, even though he's not the first son.